Hey, kittens. I just whipped Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. You're going to hell.
There's no such thing as hell. And that was the soothing sounds of Jesus Christ getting whipped by the Romans, right?
Yeah, I think of that. It was the Romans. So you saw The Passion of the Christ.
Yes, we left last week's, or yesterday's show.
I didn't think you were allowed to see that movie. Weren't the Jews, like, boycotting it?
Yeah, whatever. I went...
You're a rebel?
Yeah. I went, I believe, with my friend Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
You went to see this movie with your friend just because?
Well, I think it was like you had to see it. It was like one of those movies. It was like everyone was talking about it. I was like, what the fuck? Who cares? Awful movie. Sorry for anyone who liked that piece of shit, but it was awful. It was. It was horrible.
Well, I mean, it... Horrible is relative. I mean, it was portraying the biblical story of what happened. So, according to Christians and Catholics, it was this wonderful, accurate movie. It was so beautiful, right. And blah, blah, blah.
I didn't like it.
It was kind of like a snuff movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know? The beating scene went on forever. Oh, my God.
When I saw it, and... I think it got to a point where I actually wanted to jump into the movie screen and take the whip away from whoever was beating him and just say, all right, dude, like, really, you made your point. It's okay. Stop.
It went, seriously, I don't know how long it went on, but it went on. It seemed like forever.
Yeah, it did.
It seemed like half the movie.
It was really, and it was very graphic and really gory, and
yeah,
it was not pleasant to watch. But I don't think... I don't think they wanted it to be pleasant. I think,
Mel Gibson wanted to make everyone suffer just like Jesus.
Well, I know. I think so. I think he was trying to, like, make you feel that agony.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't even know why I went. I just went.
And... Well, like you said, it was one of those things where you had to.
Yeah.
You know? I actually...
It was long. Wasn't it a long movie, too?
I think so. Ugh. I actually went... at this point, when the movie came out, I was very involved in the church, and I went with my church to go see it.
You're a church person, aren't you?
I was a church person. Not anymore.
Now you've...
I've come to my senses.
Yeah.
So that was...
So you went with your whole church?
Or? Well, not... It was the college-age group.
Okay.
It was there. I actually, this is hard to explain. There was a church that was formed, and I think it's still here on Long Island, and it was specifically directed for college age and, like, young adults, like, in, like, between, like, 18 and 30.
Okay.
Like, that whole age area.
It was geared towards
that. It was, like, a church specifically for that age group.
Wow.
So I was going there, and a bunch of us all went. To see it.
Did the church pay for it?
No. No. Why would they do that?
Well, no, because I heard when the movie did come out that the church was having, like, screenings of it. Like, some of the
churches... Well, some churches were. Like, I think that was mostly Catholic churches, though.
Oh.
But actually, when it finally came out on DVD and on video, the second church I was going to did have a screening for it. But
that was there?
I went there, God, this is like, I was pretty much obligated to go to that church because the youth group I was volunteering for all had kids that went to that church.
Oh.
So in order to interact with the kids, you had to go to that church.
Now, how old were these kids? Did they see this movie?
There were no children when I went to see it, but I think there were some kids, like some parents brought their kids to the church screening, which I...
That would scar me for life if I was a little kid.
No way.
I could deal with Indiana Jones face meltings and heart ripping out, but a dude getting beat for
on top of that, like, it's being put into your head, at least as a Catholic and Christian, that this is true.
Yeah.
That this really happened to this historical, accurate human being.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that would be pretty traumatizing. It's not... I mean, at least to the Christian community and Catholic community, it's not a fictional movie. It's a documentary.
If I had kids, I would not let them see rated R movies. I wouldn't let them see PG-13 movies if, you know, it depends on the PG-13 movie. But,
I would have to see the movies first before I let my kids see them.
Right. Like, I don't understand these parents that go like, oh, I showed my kids, like, Schindler's List because, you know, it's all about history and this teaches them a good lesson. No. But these are the same parents that say, no, you can't see Terminator 3 because that's rated R.
Right.
So is Schindler's List.
Right.
And, like, Passion of the Christ. I mean,
there's a level of maturity I think you have to have to be able to really grasp whatever you're seeing. Like, I think anyone under the age of maybe 15 probably should not have seen The Passion, I don't think.
I'm 17, man. That's rated R. Rated R movie.
Well, I know rated R is for 17, but I think, like, you know.
It depends on the kid, too.
Well, that's true, too. But I think anything, like, middle school, there were elementary school kids being brought in to see this. When I was in the movie theater, there was a family that had their young children in there, and the kid had to leave because he was flipping out.
Yeah, I would too.
You know,
fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, it was a very upsetting film.
And you know, Jesus didn't exist, so we can all just—it's a story. It's a fable.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You love Jesus.
I don't. I don't love Jesus. I don't hate Jesus. I just don't.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was someone that actually existed. I definitely don't think he is what the evangelical faith makes him out
like,
to
you
be.
Don't believe that he, like, died and, like, then came back and then was, like, a ghost?
Yeah, zombies. No. I don't believe in zombie Jesus, no.
What other things did he do besides become a zombie? He
walked on water, he rose the dead, he turned 2 fishes and maybe 5 loaves of bread into a meal for like a gazillion people.
That's a pretty sweet deal. Speaking of walking on water.
Chris Angel?
No. Better. We have to do this. I'm researching strange sports for a animation I'm working on. Have you ever heard of Zorbing, I think it is.
Zorbing? Yes. No.
All right. You know those hamster balls?
Yes.
Not the wheel, not the
hamster
wheel.
The one that actually rolls around.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Picture that. Very soft, though. Cushy. Blown up.
Like a balloon?
Yes. There's a bunch of different versions. It's Aquazorb, and there's a regular Zorb. All right. The first one I saw was the regular one, where it's that ball-shaped thing, but then inside that is another ball where you and someone else can fit inside. You strap down with these straps, and then they roll you down a hill. It looks fucking awesome. Then there's the water. There's the aqua one, which is kind of
aqua lung.
No. It's a ball, but there's inner ball. Yeah, there's no inner ball, and they kind of blow it up, and there's a zipper. Or something?
Really?
I don't know exactly how they do it.
And you can, like, roll on the water?
And you walk on the water.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
That, I think, would freak me out, because there's no real hole in that. You're just relying on the air inside for that amount of time.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that one. But the other one, the one on the grass, on the big giant hill, we'll put some YouTube clips that I found.
Oh, cool.
And on the Tumblr, because it's just so cool.
Very cool.
It's very, very cool. I think it's called Zorbing.
Zorbing. Let's check that out.
Might have gotten that wrong.
Sounds like a fetish. Like a sex thing. Zorbing. Resorbing. What else is there? You saw Passion of the Christ. I saw Passion of the Christ. The Strangers.
Yeah, we gotta see that.
You wanna watch that? I was trying to...
Should we go see that in the theater or should we steal that?
I would rather see it in the theater.
Yeah.
I think
you're gonna be freaked out.
I will be. I even just watching the trailer, I was watching it on their website. I had to, like, stop midway because I couldn't. It was freaking me out.
Dude, there's
and
no
then,
way you can go
and
see
And
then
this
movie
I looked
theater.
Up the story that's supposedly behind this movie.
Yeah.
And I that flipped me out even more.
All right, we can't see this movie.
Yeah, no, we have to. I gotta face my fears.
Dude, I remember seeing Cloverfield with you, and you were screaming.
I wasn't screaming.
You went like this whenever something.
Oh, no, when it was
bad.
No. When the scene when they're running through the subways and it's pitch dark out and you hear things like and then they turn the lights on and those fucking bats are like in that little like that that night vision.
Yeah.
That flipped me out. Yeah, it did. I scare very easily, but that's why I like it. I like going to scary movies because I think it's funny when I get scared. It, like, it cracks me up. Because I know it's totally fake. But anyway, let me really quick tell you the story behind The Strangers.
Right.
Very loosely tied to this movie. And I don't even know if it's definitely this. But when I typed in, like, I did, like, a search for what's the story behind The Strangers, this particular story kept coming up. And I think it was because the guy that wrote The Strangers or directed it has made references to this other murder in a bunch of other movies.
Right.
And it was called The Keddie Cabin Murders, and it happened in California, like, I think in 1983. There was, like, this, it's kind of like a little hotel complex where, like, each had your own little cabin.
Right.
And this girl walked into her cabin and found her mother and, I think, two brothers. I think they were shot and had their heads bashed in with hammers.
Ew.
And the way it was described was that there was not a single place in the house that wasn't covered in blood.
Whoa.
And the younger sister was missing, and they couldn't find her. I think they found her a couple months later, like, her remains, and like 95 miles away. Mm. But this case never got solved.
Wow.
Since 1983, like, these four people.
How about the masks in the movie? Didn't mention that?
No, it didn't. It didn't say anything about that. I think, like I said, I think this story is just what loosely based on this.
Gotcha.
Because it's, I don't know.
Cool.
But, yeah, those masks freaked me out. I can't deal with, like...
Well, we'll see it, and we'll report on it.
Like you talked about yesterday, the Scarecrow in Batman.
Right.
That guy, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, really creeped me out. I can't deal with shit like that. It scared me. Anyway, we're way over our 10-minute mark, so I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to tell you to vote for Obama. And I love you.
And I'm just going to say I love you. Well,
Obama.